Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We get to do things in other languages today.
Sometimes people think I'm speaking in other languages.
or at least our guest knows another language, which is good, because we're talking about putting things into other languages, specifically Spanish, for the for use by bilingual families in our church body, which is fantastic. Joining us today, Maria Johnson, who is the copy editor for the Spanish language Kids in the Divine Service inserts. Welcome, Maria.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
See, I don't know.
trying to throw me off.
Hola.
Hello.
I got that.
This is why you're here.
Good, yes.
So I think we had Pastor Toma on a while ago. It was a long time ago to talk about the Kids in the Divine Service inserts that I think I've seen in some of the bulletins of churches I've been to.
They've been around for a while. They're a great resource. I've used them when I was a parish DCE. I used them and still find them very helpful. They've been updated. That's why. We talked to him not too long ago because they were updated.
Yeah, the new artwork and things. They're awesome and fantastic. But now they're starting to be available in Spanish language, which is really fantastic. So, Maria, you're here because you're working with these inserts. Why is the need for Spanish language material so important for families in our church body?
Well, you know, this is a great question. Los Niños en el Servicio Divino, Kids in the Divine Service, is actually a wonderful resource for our Latin American brothers and sisters that are abroad and here in the United States as well. I think that a lot of times we don't think about how we do the liturgy here in the United States, but we also need supplements, different, you know, material to help us explain to our children or just newcomers to the church why we do the things we do within the divine service. Mm-hmm. And you also need that in Spanish and also actually in many other languages. Actually, I only speak Spanish. And, you know, it's a great resource for parents to be able to explain to their children why we use paraments, why we cross ourselves, why we have the liturgy. So this is really important for people within Latin America to have these things as well.
Had you used this resource prior to your work doing the translation?
Yes, actually, because I was part of the refresher course. You know, I was able to work. I used to work in LCMS Communications, and I was able to work with, you know, getting them freshened up with the new look, and they got re-edited and looked through, and, you know, and so I was able to work with that, and our church uses them from time to time as well. So they're a wonderful resource. And as parents, I've got to be honest, they're actually really helpful, too, because you sometimes forget. You kind of go, what is the Agnus Dei? You know, so you read through that and you go, this is really a great resource.
Which ones have been helpful to you? Like, are there any that stand out for you as a parent that you've used with your boys?
Yes, actually, you know, the one for example, why we cross ourselves. That is actually really helpful for my kids because they see that. And my husband crosses himself. I do and don't because I didn't grow up with that tradition, so I forget. But it's a great tool to be able to tell my children why we do that. Also, to be really honest, the ones that are in that are specifically for the liturgy and specifically for the sanctuary are very helpful because they tell you what the lectern is for, what the pulpit is used for. Those have been very, very useful in our family. Mm-hmm. And they also go through the seasons of the year, which, you know, it's really nice to remember what Advent's all about, why we do the things we do in Lent, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I was going to mention the ones for the seasons of the church year.
Yes.
I can imagine those being useful, you know, as things change in the church and kids are curious.
Yes, yes. Just why are the pyramids changing, the colors? And, you know, I just had my boys ask me again, why do we have an Advent wreath? Oh. So that actually is
legit question. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And it's the perfect way to use Kids in the Divine Service. Mm-hmm. So I'm thrilled that this is in Spanish. I really am. I'm excited to be able to use this and just let people know. You know, I'm letting people know within Latin America, this is available. Get this resource. And I love that it's free and it's a free download. Mm-hmm. And that's a fantastic thing as well.
Yeah. So as you're copy editing these, it's not just like a Google Translate, right? It's not like we can't just like type in the English one and whatever we get back is what we're going to use.
No, not at all. I'm sure many of you have had just experiences with Google Translate. I've had various experiences with it, and sometimes it works real well, but sometimes it doesn't.
It really doesn't.
Well, the thing about theology is that, you know, you can't Google Translate. It's not going to pick up on the nuances, on the depth and the richness of our theology. A person can do that, but Google Translate doesn't. So Google Translate's just going, you know, word for word, where a translator looks at an entire paragraph, and many a times, the whole work, a whole chapter, and really understands what the writer's trying to say to translate into that, you know, language. Mm-hmm. I've had quite a few issues with Google Translate. One of my favorites is we were on a medical mission trip in Philadelphia, and I was asked to translate. And since I speak Spanish, I was there. But there were also a lot of people from different countries that wanted, you know, to know what their blood pressure was and so on and so forth. So there was a lady there who spoke Hindi, and I didn't know what to say to her. So I got Google Translated. I spoke into the voice, you know, the voice activated program, and I said, "How can we help you?" And she was so excited to hear her language. She comes back, she says something to the phone, comes back up, "I have a bathtub in my bedroom." We tried this about 3 or 4 times. It didn't work. And then with written, we also had the same problem. Someone put in a sentence that said something along the lines of pyramids are, you know, made of cloth and so on and so forth. And it actually translated into Spanish, pyramids are made out of rags of clothes.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was so different. So you really do need a person to do this, not a computer-generated system. Yeah.
Sure. It sounds like you have to understand the context.
Yes.
Not just literal word for word translation.
Exactly. And you also have to understand the culture. You know, it's interesting. We forget that Latin America consists of Mexico, Central America, and South America. So you have a lot of different languages. I mean, they're all Spanish, but you have a lot of different sayings and way to say things. But you also have little things like seasons. For example, you know, one of the kids in the Divine Service talked about how in January it's winter and we wear jackets. But if you were to put that in the context of Chile or Argentina in January, it's summer and they're not wearing anything but shorts and a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. So you have to really think about all of those little nuances to be able to translate it correctly.
Well, it's like British English and Australian
yes.
English. It doesn't work.
American English.
And Canadian English.
This is true.
it's all different enough that
absolutely right.
It doesn't always equal.
Yes.
This is so true. The word boot can mean so many different things in English.
I didn't know that.
True.
Well, here it's like, you know, footwear.
Yes.
But I understand for our Australian friends, it can mean like the trunk of the car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does.
So using a machine to translate doesn't work as well. You got to understand the context, got to understand the culture in order to make this translate. Where are some places where do you envision this resource being used? The Los Niños en el Servicio Divino. How am I doing?
Nice. That was actually very, very nicely done. We hoped for it to be used in the churches here in Latin America. I'm sorry, here in the United States, but also all across Latin America. And what's exciting is right now my husband happened to go to Chile. And he was in Chile, and he noticed at the church there that they're already using Los Niños en el Servicio Divino Advent. And they actually had them as bulletin inserts, and they were using it as a catechetical tool so that the children could know more in depth, a little bit more, you know, about it. So it's really exciting to see it. He sent me pictures of it in the bulletin, and I was just thrilled to know that it's already being used, you know, in countries like Chile, which is exactly what we want it to do. We want it to be used all throughout. So I just really hope that people recognize and realize this is a free download. You get it. It's so easy to go on lcms.org/worship and just, you know, go down to resources and pick it up. It's a wonderful, wonderful tool that we have.
Yeah. Did he tell you about any of the families that are using it, if they enjoyed using it?
Well, he actually told me about the pastors, because that's who he communicated with. He said the pastors were thrilled about it. And so he was able to tell them that we already have available Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, and Lent. And so he told them, you need to go to this website, you need to get it. And they were very excited. But they're the ones who told him that they actually use it as a catechetical tool as well.
That's
cool. So yeah, it's really, really great.
Yeah. Well, when we think about it, we have all of these resources available to us in English. But other languages, people that speak other languages, they don't have all of the resources that we have. So even something as simple as a bulletin insert that may seem simple to us is something that's really incredible for other people.
Yes. I actually, when I was working on the editing, I was able to work with one of the pastors with one of our partner churches in Latin America. I wanted to make sure that we really were hitting the mark with these. Mm-hmm. And every time he would go through them, he kept coming back and saying, these are amazing. I can't wait to use these. These are fantastic. I mean, he was truly excited about these resources. So you're right. Something that seems so simple to us is actually a wonderful blessing to our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Mm-hmm. What is available right now and what's forthcoming?
So right now what's available is, like I said, Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, and Lent. Those are available right now. What's to come is Easter and Pentecost, and also just topics such as the sanctuary, the liturgy, and general information. Like I said, what's a pyramid? Mm-hmm. And to know more about that. So those should be, they're going to come as time goes by, you know, but they should all be available right around early spring, right around early March is when they should be available.
Excellent. So you won't leave us hanging on Lent.
No.
Thank you.
No, I won't.
I need to know.
What else comes after Lent?
So lcms.org/worship.
Yes.
You can find the resources there. Los niños en el servicio divino.
Muy bien, Andy.
Working on my Spanish. So
or should I say Andres?
So will you be learning more languages so you can translate into other languages?
Yes, yes. My goal is to learn 4 more languages. No. Listen, I already know Spanish. I had to go through Greek and Hebrew with my husband. I think I'm good.
Maria Johnson, copy editor for the Spanish Language Kids of the Divine Service. Thanks so much for being our guest
in
the coffee hour
you.
Today.
Thank you.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.